674 at Rose Quarter. A lady was in a wheelchair, and she has a companion with her, and he was trying to help her be bored, and she tipped out of her wheelchair.
Okay. Does she need medical?
She does. She does. We're going to need medical here. He already wanted to take her somewhere to get some help. And she's tipped right out of her wheelchair on my ramp. I do believe that she's intoxicated, but she still is missing one limb. And she's, some people are trying to pick her up now. But I'm just telling you, this has just now happened at this moment.
All right, so have you asked her if she needs medical? And she has said yes.
No, not, no, because she's half on my ramp and half off, and this is bad. I'm not sure she can even decide if she needed medical.
I need for her or her attendant that she is with to state they need medical. We can't just decide for somebody that we're sending medical unless they're unconscious.
Oh. I'm going to have to help her. I think I'll use my cell phone to call. I need EMS. I don't know what to say. Is there a real soup around here?
I am a supervisor. We are all supervisors in dispatch, and I'm telling you now, I need you to ask her or her attendant, do they want medical? I'll wait.
I am trying to communicate with them. I understand that. Okay, thank you.
674?
674, I'm sorry, I was outside. She's on the ground, almost in the gutter there. I had to go outside to ask her. Yes, she wants medical.
Okay, I need a name and an age.
Okay, hang on. Her name is Tina. She's 44 years old. She's an African-American lady. She's missing one limb. She was in a manual wheelchair. 674. She's 44 years old. Her name is Tina. She's an African-American lady. She's missing one limb. She was in a manual wheelchair.
And she fell getting out of the bus or trying to get in the bus?
She was on the bus. He was trying to help her get off. It's her friend or her partner. And she was falling out of her wheelchair. She fell out while on the ramp. Half of her body was on the cement. Half was on the ramp. He tried to pick her up on his own, but couldn't. Some bystanders started to help. I was trying to contact you at the time.
All right. Can you ask her what is injured on her? And this is a question they're going to ask me.
Yeah, I can ask her that.
These are standard questions that we need to ask. All this other stuff we don't need to talk about. I just need name, I need her age, and I need what's injured.
674.
Yes.
She's fallen and she's hurt herself. You know, I think this is the end of the line for me. I really do. This is unbelievable. She's laying on the ground. I'll just try to get through to 911 myself.
No, I do not want you to do that, and that's not proper procedure, and I need you to calm down. This type of thing happens every day. This is not something that is new for us. Unfortunately, when we call for 911, they ask us certain questions. We have to have that information. So If all I need you to do is ask her, did she injure her leg, her back, her arm? What's hurting on her?
She really wasn't able to effectively communicate. She just said she was hurting. Other people are trying to take care of her.
Stay there for a supervisor, and I'm having medical on the way, 1845.